Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on directing towards good and inviting towards guidance or misguidance. In doing Hadith Sharif, it's nice to see what chapter we're doing, reminding ourselves of what chapter we're doing, and we'll understand how the Hadith that is brought in fits under this chapter. Sometimes if we don't remind ourselves of the chapter, then we'll wonder where this Hadith is fitting in and where the Hadith comes in. So by reminding ourselves of this chapter, that this chapter is speaking on directing towards good and inviting towards guidance or misguidance. And when we do the Hadith, then we'll understand how this Hadith is brought in and how the Hadith fits in under this chapter. Hazrat Sahl ibn Sa'd Sa'idi radiallahu anhu narrates that on one occasion, on the occasion of the conquest of Khaybar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Tomorrow I will give this flag to a person at whose hands Allah Ta'ala will grant victory." So the flag of the Muslims, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that I will give it to a person at whose hands Allah Ta'ala will grant victory. This person is such a person that he loves Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam love him. So this person has such a quality that he loves Allah Ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and Allah Ta'ala loves him. So the people spend that night talking about who would receive the flag. Everyone now, it's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us this. They were so excited. Now these were things that excited them. Unlike us, sometimes we'll spend the night with a braai and just talking about the soccer, talking about some sports. But these are the things that excited sahaba. So they spend the night speaking about who is that person that Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him, and he loves Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the thing that was close to their heart. So this is what they were speaking about. So that's how they spend the night discussing that who is this person that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to. And obviously each person in his heart was hoping that I would be that person. So the next morning they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hoping that each one of them would receive it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Where is Ali radiallahu anhu?" They replied, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is complaining about pain in his eyes." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Bring him to me." He was brought. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed some of his blessed Mubarak saliva in his eyes and made dua for him. He was cured to such an extent that no pain whatsoever remained. This was a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu's eye was sore, was paining. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put some saliva in his eye and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he was granted cure. He was such a cure he was granted that there was no pain at all left in his eye. So anyway, the hadith goes on to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave him the flag. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu asked, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I fight them until they become like us?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, should I fight them until they become Muslims? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Proceed cautiously until you reach the area. Then invite them towards Islam and inform them of what is incumbent on them regarding the rights of Allah Ta'ala." See, this part of the hadith ties up with the chapter of inviting towards good, inviting towards Islam. Otherwise, we wouldn't have known. So we reminded ourselves that this part of the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, then invite them towards Islam and inform them of what is incumbent on them regarding the rights of Allah Ta'ala. By Allah Ta'ala, if Allah Ta'ala guides a single person through you, it will be better for you than red camels. If Allah Ta'ala uses you, Allah Ta'ala guides a single person through you, it will be better for you than red camels. Ulama explain now. Ulama explained that why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word red camels. In those days, the most precious commodity a person could have was a red camel. Think of the most expensive car you get today, the most exotic car you get today, liken that to red camels. Just as an example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used it. In other words, the best commodity you can do, the best thing you can attain is somebody being guided towards you. You were a means of somebody's hidayat. Now look how good this ties up with the chapter. The chapter is inviting towards guidance and directing towards good. So you are a means for somebody's goodness. It is better for you than red camels. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. We learn many things from this hadith. One thing we learn from the hadith is the desire and the thoughts of sahaba that they had. The miracle of the Mubarak saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That shows us also the strength of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following his sunnah, how much of strength it has. The other thing we learn from here is that if Allah Ta'ala uses us to guide one person, it is much better for us than even the best commodity of this world. So why shouldn't we be there to guide, to help, to see how we can help someone? Another thing we learn from here is people make it to seem that Islam is a religion, that Islam is a very harsh religion, very difficult religion, is a religion that only wants to kill and murder. Unfortunately today that's the perception that is given. But see what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, Ali radiallahu anhu, that proceed cautiously, then give them dawat, invite them towards Islam, inform them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam still said, if somebody is guided through you, it's better for you than red camels. In other words, go out of your way to see you can invite them towards Islam. The last thing now that is there is now if people still don't, and they now refuse to give the jizya. Jizya is the taxes that is asked by the non-Muslims to give. Why? So that now they can be granted protection, they can be granted safety in the under the Muslim leadership. If they still refuse this, then only there is the act of jihad. So ulama of the opinion that if the Muslims go to a community or people who are never given dawat, it is necessary first to give them dawat, to invite them towards Islam. Then after that, only a person goes now to jizya, and then after that, first people go towards jihad. So it's not that Islam is just about killing. Islam is about showing and showing the character, showing the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inviting towards all the tenets of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.